assumed it was cheese.
Cheese of some kind. Yeah. Do you know of anything that's made from cooking the liver and then grinding it up? Making any kind of a...
of a hog?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything... anybody make anything out of hog blood? I always hate to ask that question.
No, not that I remember.
If you had kept, this is something in life, if you kept butter too long and it...
rancid?
Yes. How about milk after it gets...
sour?
Yeah. If you ever, would you ever call it clabbered?
Mm-hmm.
And...
I don't think I ever call it clabbered, but I've heard it frequently.
Okay, do you know what people make out of clabbered milk? A kind of cheese?
Cheese?
Yeah, okay.
Some kind. I don't know what specifically.
To get the impurity out of something, you might have to pour it through a
strainer?
Yeah. And then you'd say that you were...
straining?
Mm-hmm. A type of pie that's baked in a deep dish, like say maybe with peaches.
Deep dish apple pie or peach pie?
Yeah. Is that what you call it, a deep dish pie? Okay.
Sometimes.
Would that be the same as a copper? Do you know anything called a cobbler?
Yeah. Cobbler is what I would call it. I would assume that's pretty much close to a deep dish.
If somebody had a really good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his...
food? I don't know.
If you, took something like milk and thickened it up and sweetened it as something to pour over pudding, perhaps, you'd call that a...
sauce?
A food that you take between meals, you call it...
snack.
All right. Now, you might say, talking about breakfast in the morning, you might say, tomorrow morning at, 5:30, I will...
eat breakfast.
Uh-huh. And yesterday at that time, I had already...
eaten breakfast.
And last week, every day, I...
ate breakfast.
Okay, what do you call the stuff that... the hot drink that people have at breakfast a lot of times?
Coffee.
How do you make coffee?
Instant with hot water.
if you were talking about when people make it, I guess, I don't know, from scratch, do you say they make it or they boil it or they cook it or?
I would say they make coffee.
Make coffee. Okay, what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
Okay, and you drink it out of a?
Glass.
And the glass fell off the sink and it?
Broke.
And you might say, I didn't
break it.
Somebody else has
broken it.
If I ask you, how much did you drink? You'd say, I
drank.
And then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
And you'd say, well, every day we really
drank.
If you had dinner on the table and there were a group, maybe your family was sitting, family was standing around waiting to begin, you might say, well, just go ahead and
sit down.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody came to the dining room and you might ask him, won't you
sit down?
And so then he
sits
and
or sat.
Right. And then you might say, well, nobody else was standing. They had all
sat.
If you wanted somebody not to wait until something was passed around again, you might say, well, just go ahead and
begin.
Okay. And if you wanted, well, do you ever use the expression help yourself?
Sure.
Okay, you'd say go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay, then you'd say, so he went ahead and
helped himself.
And since he had already
helped himself,
if you decided not to eat something, you might say, no, thank you, I don't
care for any.
And food that's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it was
leftover.
And if you were talking about food that you had just heated up, you'd say it was